This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, September 23rd. God's word to you today is the meeting. Our scripture reading is taken from John 9, verses 30 to 31 and 33. It's taken from the New Revised Standard Version, and it says, "Here is an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to the one who worships him and obeys his will. If this man were not of God, he could do nothing." In Luke 10, verses 40 to 42, please read. We see the story of Mary and Martha. Martha was busy, distracted with so many things. But Mary sat at the feet of Jesus, and Martha complained. She wanted Jesus to tell her sister to join her in the kitchen instead of just sitting and enjoying fellowship with him. And Jesus said a profound thing in Luke 10, verses 41 to 42, which says, "And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." This is taken from the New King James Version. People can take away anything from you, but your encounter with Jesus is untouchable. No one can take it away from you, not even a bickering sister. It's not going to happen. No theology can explain away the miracles of God. No theology can explain away your encounter with Jesus. I have friends that think I'm crazy, friends that think I'm wasting away being a pastor. A pastor? But you could do so many things for yourself and for your country. I say to them, the best thing I can do is what I'm doing. You cannot confuse me about my Jesus. I am the one eating the orange. You cannot tell me how it tastes. But you taste and see that the Lord is good. John 9 verse 25 says, "He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see." This is taken from the King James Version. John 9 verse 26 to 27 says, "But what did he do?" they asked. "How did he heal you?" "Look," the man exclaimed, "I told you once, didn't you listen? Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too? Don't you just love this man?" When people encounter God by themselves, they do not fit into any religious mold. When people encounter God by themselves, no one can bamboozle them. This man was talking to the Pharisees. Nobody talks to them like this, apart from somebody that has met with Jesus. God wants every one of us to encounter him genuinely. It changes everything, every single thing. John 9 verses 28 to 30 say, "Then they cursed him and said, you are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know God spoke to Moses, but we don't even know where this man comes from." "Why, that's very strange," the man replied. "He healed my eyes, and yet you do not know where he comes from." It is very strange because in John 7, when Nicodemus asked them if they were going to convict a man without a fair hearing, and they said to Nicodemus, "Are you also from Galilee?" According to John 7 verses 50 to 55, please read. Which means they knew exactly where Jesus came from. They had done the research, but they were always talking from two sides of their mouths. When the chips were down, they would claim not to know where Jesus is from. That is from a social standpoint, but from a theological standpoint, please read John 9 verses 30 to 34. From a theological standpoint, we know he is from God. From a social and civil standpoint, we know he's from Galilee. And from a theological and spiritual standpoint, we know he came from God. Let us pray. Father, I ask for a fresh encounter with Jesus daily. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.